one.
Yeah, hit one.
Okay, sure.
Done?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This obviously is some related parshas to A, but I really want to speak about something which is okay, a little bit minyan of the Yoma this coming Monday, at least in this part of the Earth, North America. This coming Monday, August 21st, is supposed to be a total eclipse of the sun in certain parts of the United States, and in other parts, a partial eclipse. So it's somewhat rare, but we don't get a full hair like a total eclipse in the partial eclipse. What time? 2:45. Okay. So I wanted to speak about what the Chazal say about an eclipse, a solar eclipse, anyway. But I want to begin as we do with something in the Seder. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Shomor es Chodesh Aviv Osisa Pesach Hashem Alkecho, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv Otsiachos Hashem Alkecho Mitzrayim Lailo. This is an introduction to some mitzvahs related to Pesach. The Shalosh Regalim are all described at the end of Parshas Re'eh, specifically with regard to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the mitzvah of Simcha. So it says Shomor es Chodesh Aviv. Say, guard or be careful regarding the month of the spring, month of the springtime. And that month, Vasisa Pesach, you bring the Chol Pesach, Vashem Alkecha to Hashem, Ki Bechodesh Aviv, Otsiachol Hashem Alkecha, Mitzrayim Loila. Because there's some, it's okay?
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Anyway, because during this month, Pesach is also took out of Mitzrayim at night. So Rashi has a comment on the word Shamor, which really means to look out for something or to take care of something or this. So it says, Rashi Shomor Chodesh Aviv Mikodem Bo, before the month arrives, before the month of the spring arrives, be careful, guard it, Sheyehei Ro'i Lo'oviv. So it'll be suitable for the carbon known as the Oviv, the spring carbon, Mahakri Bo, it's Minchas HaOmer. In other words, the Minchas HaOmer has to come from the new grain. So you have to make sure that Pesach arrives after the new grain has sprouted, right? The milcha offering on the second day of Pesach, the korban omer, the barley offering from the new barley crop of that spring. So I have to be careful to make sure that there's not going to be Pesach on his own new barley crop, right? In the spring, he's on the barley crop that sprouts. So you have to make sure that, if you run into trouble, you see it's not going to be, then Abel is Hashanah, then you make a leap year. That's how Rashi quotes from this phrase. The Gemara in Masechta is Rosh Hashanah. Yes, that's correct. That's exactly right. So that's all I have to mention. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, about Chof Aleph, again, this is Rashi's quote from this phrase. The Gemara has a little bit different, but it's the same general idea. The Gemara there, there are some long Rashi's not going to be tonight, but Rashi works out the whole thing. The Gemara says, Chof Aleph Malach Rosh Hashanah, Shalach Le Rav Huna Ba'avon L'Rava, Karchoz is the Moshe Tkufas Tevet, and Shitzer Nisan, Abrela Hishat, the Lord Tachosha. The Chsiv, according to our Pesach, Shamor is Chodesh Aviv, Shamor Aviv, so Tkufas Yeh Bechodesh Nisan. But it's a little different than Rashi, but the same idea. The Gemara is saying, Rav, if you see, the Moshe Tkufas Tevet, that's the winter season, Tevet. In the winter season, Tkufa means the main thing that means the season of the winter, the season of Tevis, extend, is going to go on Ad Shitzor B'Nisan until the 16th of Nisan, at the second day of Pesach, right? If you see that that's happening, Rashi explains, She'ein Tkufas Nisan Ophelas Ad Yom Tezayin, meaning the spring, we call the vernal equinox, right, the beginning of spring, is not going to fall until after the 16th of Nisan, okay? The kind of the Yom Tkufa Masko, Rashi says that day counts as the beginning, fine, okay? That means that Nimfit Kuvas Tevis Mashiach that Shisha Menisa Vlah and Bechah. If you see that, then put off the year, put off the make a leap year, right? Aber Es Hashana, Ahabro Isha Shashato, Vlah Tachos of the Chiv, Shomar Chaviv, Shomar Aviv, Shomar Kuvas Yiv, Vlah Chodesh Nisa. Okay, that's a long Rashi here, Vlah Masa Sochus Law, okay? Don't worry, it's only one day. The whole Cheshire explains how the as we want time to read Rashi through also Sochus. So it's important Rashi explains exactly how the seasons work. The seasons, of course, are a function of the solar calendar, right? That's the four seasons. So what Rashi explains, you want to make sure to see to it that the month that, you see, sometimes if it's only one day off, then all you got to do is make Adar a 30-day month and you solve the problem. Right? That's what Rashi is getting at, because Adar is only a 29-day month. Only one day of Shlosh Nisan. But if you see the cheshbon is off by one day, you can solve the problem by simply adding one day to others instead of adding a whole month. But it's not adding a whole month, yeah.
Multiply 91 and 7, 91 days, 7.5 hours,
it comes out to 355 and a quarter days. Right? That's the, now the problem is that it's not entirely accurate. We know that it's not really, the solar year is not really 365 and a quarter. It's 365. So it's 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds, not 6 hours, but it's close enough. There's a more, there's a different cheshbon of Adar. I don't know exactly what the marker is. It was more precise than Shmuel was in the whole discussion. Why does Shmuel? Shmuel knew it. He knew it very well, but he rounded it up. Yeah, right. All the ancient cultures had calendars and so on and so forth. But Shmuel rounded it off. The 365 and a quarter, so we assume also now, in the solar year, 365 and a quarter day. Huh? Right, we will tell him. Yeah, right. So anyway, right, not exactly. So there too, again, you can look at it, right, look up that Sugya and Erevin. Bottom line, what I want to bring out from all of this, and I'll talk so much about leap years, it was very, very interesting. But it's somewhat erroneous to say that the Jewish calendar is exclusively a lunar calendar. Not true. Okay, obviously we see from everything we just saw, what I said, that we take into account the sun as well, the solar year as well. Just for clarification purposes, the lunar year is a function, or the lunar month, I should say, the lunar months are a function of a scientific phenomenon, namely the revolution of the moon around the Earth. 29 and a half days. It's not exactly 29 and a half days either, but again, for our purpose, 29 and a half days. That's how long it takes the moon. So the Hebrew, the so-called Jewish month, these are the time, etc., are functions of a scientific phenomenon, namely the rotation of the moon around the Earth. The lunar year, quote-unquote, is not really a function of any scientific phenomenon. That's the same, really. The lunar year is 12 of those 29 and a half day cycles. What about 12 times 29 and a half? 354, but nothing changes to change it to 354 days. With a solar calendar, it's exactly the opposite. Solar year is a function of a scientific phenomenon, namely the revolution of the Earth around the sun. The solar months, January, February, whatever, are meaningless. That doesn't correspond to anything, right? The 30 days past September, April, June, November, August of 31, usually it switches off. The summer, now it doesn't. July and August are both 31. That's because July... So July was in honor of Julius Caesar. Right, the month, we were doing 10 months, the calendar, different calendar. October, September is, even though Sept is 7, Octave is 8, Nov is 9, Des is 10, but those are not the 10 or the 8 or 10. The 8 or 10 is one honor of Julius Caesar, so it's July. And then there was another one in honor of Augustus Caesar, that's August. He said, well, he has 31 days. I don't think that's 31 days, right? So therefore, they both have 31 days. And I go back. Anyway, be that as it may, the solar year has a scientific, again, it doesn't correspond to anything. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a month. But the point is, the Jewish year, unlike the Muslim calendar considers only the lunar, that's why their holidays come from Ramadan, their other holidays can be at any time it goes back, because the solar year, that's it, because the lunar year is shorter than the solar year. The lunar year, again, so 12 times 29 and a half, 354 days. The solar year is 355 and a quarter days, which is approximately 11 days shorter. And again, it's all in Gemara's and the Rambam song, it is a discrepancy. So there's a discrepancy. They're not interested. Okay? That's why, I'm taking some time to explain it, but that's why if you take a look at the Muslim year, in fact, is shorter. The calendar year is shorter. But so if you look on let's say, the Jerusalem Post, as I said, the Jerusalem Post has at the top, it has the secular date, the solar date, August, whatever. And it has the Hebrew date, this is the days of the month, and it has the Muslim date. It also tells you the year. Now, the Muslim calendar was started when Muhammad got busy in 622, I think, is the year of the common era. If you subtract 2007 times 622, minus 622, then you should figure out that's what it's not. It doesn't work. Because their years are shorter. But the cheshbon's not going to work out. Okay. Anyway, I don't have that problem now. But anyway, if you take a look in the Rambam, I haven't mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam, at the very beginning of the Kiddush HaKodesh, tells us some of this information, and he lets us know that we do take into account the solar year as well as the lunar year. We match it up. I think the Muslims don't. That's the Muslims age faster than we do. Because their years are shorter. I think somebody gave a cheshbon, if a Muslim and a Jew is born the same day, so the way the calendar works, on the day that the Jew turns 33, the Muslim will turn 34. Because the calendar is different. Anyway, the Rambam says, huh? Oh, so, right. So Let's see. The Rambam says the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says. Okay. Chodesh Hashana and Chodesh Halvana. Right, so now all is chosh and chosh, now chosh is lechem rosh chodashim. Kach home, home, herla, because rov lemot shemar, and avu, the mus levona, or kazer el kadesh, right, that our months go by the moon. V'ashonim, shon lechash neim shnei chama. But the years are the solar years. So now our summer is chosh over, our puzzle. Right? Halka beiz, it's time to yitir shat achal o shat alo, kol mechal ota yom. Pach zi 11 days. V'ficha, kishiz kabit, v'na tosev edot, kmo shosh alom, but approximately 30 days, that's an egalit, every three, sometimes every 2 years. Okay? Okay. Anyway, so that's how the calendar system has worked. So, all of that is a prelude, it's an introduction to the idea that we really have a calendar that corresponds both to the lunar year and to the solar year we adjusted. However, having said all of that, the fact remains that for most purposes, we do follow the lunar year, our month, the Yom Tov, and most Dinim follow the lunar year to the point, and it's where we can start it with tonight's topic in advance of the solar eclipse. So we have a Gemara in Sukkah, Chof Tes of Aleph, which says the following. Okay, the Gemara says, and it's a long to get wide, it says, Parabha, Bizman Shachama Loke, when the sun is struck or smitten or whatever, hit, beaten. Okay, Sim, that's the first element of the eclipse. Something doesn't work, right? So Simon Ra, the following clue. Not a good sign. It's a bad sign for the whole world. Marshal Moldova Domer, the Melech Vasudom, Shasa Suda Lavoda, where the king made a big meal for his servants. Yinechlem Panos Lichnam, out of an evening, he had lights there, whatever, flashlights, whatever, lanterns there. The Amrar, the Abdo, told Pasanem, oh, she was Makosha, take the light away. They'll sit in the dark for a while. Got angry at them, so he took the light away. They'll sit in the dark. I'll enjoy the meal as much. Right? So that's because Baruch Hu, it's ours, so to speak. Okay? He takes the day away. Rashi says, you have Panos, the lantern, fine. By the way, the previous Rashi, Bishman Shachal Aloka, Mishum Da'ai Hochus, one of Tol Aloka Lok. Comes up in the Gemara doing the Gemara Sukkah. Then they remember the Gemara says that if it rains on Sukkah, it's like a simon kloa. At least there you saw, Maria, huh? Yeah. Like a word almost ever happened. But it's a simon kloa. So they're talking simon kloa, other simon kloa. That's what comes up here in Sukkah at the very end of the second part. So, when the sun is smitten, it doesn't give over the light. That's what I mean. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, Remeir Omer, Kol Zman Shema Oros Lokin, anytime the luminaries, Lokin, Simen Ra, Sanem Shal Yisrael. Sanem Shal Yisrael means Yisrael. It's a bad sign for the Jews. It's a bad sign for the Jews. Mipnei, why? Shemilumadim Makoseim. Okay, because Jews are used to being beaten, so it was a bad sign. It's so much for them. And, used to it. Rashi said, anytime there's trouble in the world, the Jews, they get worried. You know, trouble, just the word. Yeah, is this all referring to the lyrics? One second. We're accustomed to being beaten, so when things happen, we should see such a man that applies to us. Moshe also is a mushroom. The sofer shabola beis hasefer tzubi yado. The teacher came with a strap. Okay, me doeg. Which kid's gonna get nervous? Me shorogil, because the one who gets beaten every day. The kid is a perfect training to act up. He's not worried. The teacher comes, he's not gonna get beaten. But the kid who gets a punch every day, he knows all boys. Today's one of those days. Right? Anyway, then a third statement. Tarabonim. Right? The Russian supermarket. You know, because it's well, that goes me doing Asian and Yerel. You already live, sure. Luke goes fine. Then a third statement. Tarabonin, and this is what the place does. And I'll discuss it until now. Well, you asked about too. Bizman Shachamu Loke Simonralo de Kochov. When the sun is a solar eclipse, it's a bad sign for the Goyim. Levon Loke with the moon, then Simonralo Sanem Shay Solo. Why? What's it? Because she saw moon and lavana. Because we pay more attention to the moon, right? Both the kachamim and chamo. The kachamim pay more attention to the sun in terms of their calendar.
They're more there.
Yeah, right. So that's it. So the previous day we get beaten more. But anyway, that's the Gemara in so as I said before, it's not 100%. You know, that we don't, it's not that we don't question the lunar calendar, it's not the solar year at all. In fact, the risk of Rav and Melville Soloveitchik and the Chidush of Rav Yitzchak Levi on Parshas Emor, but the Masul Chagosim, this is a perfect thing for him. It says, Nir HaVir, is that a Shnei Dinim, Nemor and HaTorah, there are two Dinim with regards to the year. Din Shal Chadoshim, the Din Shal Shonim, in terms of the calendar. There's a Din of Chadoshim and Shal Shonim. Kivuvar on the ratio of the first, we saw. And he also refers to Perek Dalet. Okay? Shazel Yisora Din Shal Avivu Tkufu Peres, the Yom Amur Mordos, Shal Shonim Shnei Chalom. You know, this calendar Yom Tov has to be the flowering of the crops and so on and so forth, the fruit. So that's the solar year. The Din of Vizin Hinsen, the Din Mordos, Tolom Shnei Gorn. Yom Tov depend upon two things, the Shanim, Shem Shnei Chamo, and the Chadashim, both the years and the month. Okay, and he refers to Rambam, and in his parish on the Rambam, the Chiddush of the Gris, on the Rambam, Paragdala, Hichus, Kirsha, Chodesh, Halacha, Zayin. He also says, again, there are two things. It's not just that he has to work out the Yom Tov, and therefore, you know, we care about the solar year. No, that's part of our calendar. It's not a sort of added thing. Our calendar takes into account both. Okay? And that's why he says, Tzukin, Gari Pesach, on the one hand, it says, Vavara Tzorazos Bachonish Azat, you have to have Pesach in the right month, and the Shavuot Tzorazos Lodom Yomim Yomim, the years. Okay. Anyway, having said all of that, the bottom line remains, this Gemara in Tzukin says that when there's a solar eclipse, that's bad news for the non-Jews, because they pay more attention to the sun in terms of their calendar, and the solar eclipse is us. Okay, so that's the Gemara here in Sukkot, Adav Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Now, it's interesting because the Gemara, what do they mean? Because it's hard to figure out exactly. You have three statements, right? You had first a general statement, Zman Shachamaloka, solar year only. That's why he asked about the lunar, the solar eclipse only, rather. Okay, that's in the column. Then it has a statement, the mayor says, Me'oros, Me'oros. Okay, so what do you mean by Me'oros? So, the Chora, I mean, it doesn't mean the sun, because you just said before, the sun is, it's hard to figure out. In other words, what exactly does Chora mean by Ma'oros here? Okay, does it mean also the sun? You just said that here, when there says, Kol Zman Shehoros Lo Kan Tzimur Ha'olos Lanem Shel Yisrael. You said before, Tzimur Ha'olos Lanem Shel Yisrael. It includes the Jews, so you know, what's going on exactly? So, the Marsha is sensitive to this. This is important to interesting marshals here. Again, all this is on Sukkot, Chof Tes Olav. So, the marshal of the Shagavitz writes, first he says, Kol Zman Shehoros Lo Kan, Me'oros B'Loshon Rabbah, Me'oros there means, I know, Yoreach, that means the moon. The Kochav, as far as also, Kosh Pesh Rashi, come on, we'll see. Ha V'Chamalok, if you are almost all, okay, come on. Again, and what does he mean? What's a bad sign for who exactly? Okay, because the first time Rabbanan says when it's a solar eclipse, then it's bad for everybody. Okay, but then Rav Meir, okay, says Kol Zman Shehoros Lo Kan Tzimur Ha'olos to the Jews. Okay, and then he said in the next thing, the Chama is bad for the Goyim. So he says, no, the Ma'oros here means the lunar. He wants to rectify the two states. That's our shot. Then he says, and he says, Moshal Sulfur and so on. We're talking about the Hino Osa Shish, the other lay room of the Lama, and the Misha and the other limo, and the Shkiva Akosa. What do you mean the kid is going to be? He says, the kid has the capacity to learn, and he doesn't. The kid who doesn't have any, the Rebbe's not going to beat the kid who doesn't have the ability. The Rebbe's not going to, you know, yell at him for not learning. He's not able, right? What type of kid are we talking about? I'm talking about a kid who's got the potential, got the ability, he's not using it. That's what it says. That's the kid who should worry about the Rebbe being angry at him. And Rashi says, we have to be more nervous. Why are we being more? Because we have the Torah. We have the opportunity. We waste it. If you don't have the ability, okay, he's a teacher, you're a Rebbe, you feel sorry for the kid, you leave him alone, let him do the best he can, you're not going to demand of the kid more than he can produce, but Thurman can produce more. Okay, anyway. Then he has another next year, when she saw the Marsha says, Midrashus Nost was a habit in the Makor, the Chorid Alachem, Olachim, okay, Chorid, why the Jews, the Levana, because the Chorid Alachem, the Fakhem, and not Nochem. Also, Esau was older, Esau was like the son, Yaakov Shmuel was like the Levana, okay. He has various other places in Chazal, about different things that connect. Okay, so that's the Marsha. I just want to mention the Orachon here. The Orach Laner is written by Rabbi Yaakov Eshel, he was quoted many times, Shulas Binyan Tzion. But the Orach Laner is a line-by-line commentary on a number of Masechtas, including Masechtas Sukkot. So by Rabbi Yaakov Eshel, he was a Rebbe of Rishon Shafar Hirsch. So here, he says, he doesn't like the Rosh Hashanah suggesting Mahoros means the moon. He says Mahoros means the sun also. And he says, Achokas, there's three different braises. We don't all agree. That's all. Who said everything has to agree? Marshall wanted to make everything stem, everything match. He says, no, there's three different voices. One says that Lika Chamus Simul Chola Olam, okay? And then the mayor says Lika Ma'oris is only on the Talmud Jewels. And then the last time it's make the Chilip, to the moon, the sun. Okay, so that's on the Baruch Hamayor kind of says it. They either to Machokas or so the Marshall wanted to minimize Machokas, so he put everything together.
I'm more than a dollar, Michelle.
So good.
That doesn't even differentiate between Jew and non-Jew. It's just the whole world.
Right, it's interesting. Okay, thank you. Okay. So, yeah. So, actually, back in Parshas Bereishis, I said we ran into what I wanted to mention, the Pasuk says, Bereishis Parak Aleph Pasuk Yudal. That's on the fourth day of creation, when the world is, you know, when the sun and the moon are brought into existence. It says over there, gracious Paragala posted Yud Dalad, Erlakim, Yehima Oroz Berkiya Shemayim, Lahavdiel Bein Hayom Bein Alayla, Lahavdiel Oroz Mahavim Lahavim Lashon and so on, introduces what you did, that whole parsha. So Rashi notes, because I'll note, that the word Ma'oroz, Yehima Oroz, okay, it's written without a vav, and without the vav. Me'oros mem alef reish tov. Yehi me'oros v'kiyah shamayim. So Rashi notes that, and he said, Yehi me'oros chaser vav. Al shehu yom me'era lipo ashtar b'tinokos. Hu shem v'riya is ashtar b'tinokos. There's something up here, okay, that on the fourth day is a day when there can be trouble for children, it's a disease for children, because the word me'oros, without the vav, it's spelled me'era means a curse. Tovo me'era, the Gemara sometimes says, right? Tovo me'era is a kolam. But there's already some kind of a hint in the very creation of the world. There's something about the luminary, the sun, you know, that could bring about some sort of, bad luck. It's a reward, but you know, something bad for people. Okay, it's already hinted at the beginning. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. In regards to Meira. Now, and therefore we were fast off on Wednesdays because it's the day the Psalm will create. Okay. So the Gemara has by us in that same subject on Hedge a little further down. So the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says, all these bad things that we referred to before, the Gemara says, Bisman, but if we're bathing properly, if we're not these signs and eclipses, it's meaningless. So now I call Hashem, okay, go to prove it, okay? To prove it, and the Jews are to be frightened and so on. But now the Gemara says, okay, so having established that, unfortunately, if we're not doing what we're supposed to do, so there's something sort of unpleasant or something bad, it's going to be symbolized by the eclipse. So Mar says the following, Tarabam, Yishol Arba Advarim Chamo Loka. A solar eclipse comes on account of four things. Al Avbezin Shemeis Ve'elam Hispat Kaloch. It was all saying to our Sukkah Chatzal. And Avbezin means, you know, a great Talmud Chacham dies and he wasn't properly eulogized. Val Nara Marasa too, Shatzaka Be'ir Ve'i Moshiela. The woman is raped and she cries and is in a city and nobody came to help her. That's the posting, the expression of posting Bersky Sete. Val Mishkav Zohar, homosexual relation, and Val Shnei Achin, Val Shnei Achin, She Nishpach, Davon Keachot. Two brothers who both were murdered on the same day. These things happen, not causing the solar eclipse. Then the Gemara says, Ubichil Arbidvar Naoros Lokin. And there are four things which Naoros. And here, actually, the Gemara here has got to mean the moon, right? Which the Lord of Marshall said the earlier Gemara Maharaj also meant. The moon, Arachanedi, maybe? Okay. So anyway, the Rashi here says what happened. So first of all, let me read them first. What are the four things which the Maharaj, the moon, is a eclipse? Al Kosri Posh there. Okay, people write forged documents, forged Torahs, you know, for the forged documents. Val Me'ide is a sheker. Okay, they testify falsely. Val Megadle Mehemadaku Meritisol. Raise certain types of animals, Meritisol, the rest of the Lazar Mission, and all of them. Val Kosri Ilanos Talos. People chop down good trees. So Rashi tells us, Vil Asku Bishvil Dalad Dvorim. Okay, Rashi is Lo Shamati Tam Dvorim. I don't know why these particular areas, it goes to them. I don't know. I never heard a good reason why these particular areas. So this is Rashi. But Oros, he says, means Yareach Kachom, the moon. Okay, and the stars are when the stars out again. Not the sun, because the sun was in the previous. Sun's in four things in the sun. And fourth in Moros, Moros has got to mean the moon. Again, that's what I mentioned earlier. So Moros means it that also. Kosei Plaster, I says, stars in the office. The four documents that said the guy wanted, commanded to give this, he didn't. Okay. The guy the doctor, Mechweven is the Arch, and he called the Shomer Lilos to take on their head. So it destroys because you can't watch them from grazing other people's pastures and so good. Well, Coke and Otto, really, he's so ahead. Even if it's your own tree. So Mashfis in him. Okay, you're destroying fruit trees. We discussed that in previous. Sure, and they're cutting down on his Baal-Tashet, the original Baal-Tashet. Right? So the near both the Baal-Tim are Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chasas will speak to them. So we're rejecting the goodness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so those are things, you know, which the Gemara says leads to, you know, this the idea of the sun, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. Now, the Rashi had said, before. But I have no idea why these particular areas. The Marsha doesn't know. The Marsha tries the suggestion, okay, and he tries to work out what's special in these particular areas. We just want to point that out to the Marsha of Baladvorin. Al Baladvorin, he says, I think some of them I could. Right, it said that the he's like the son. He's like everybody through the Torah. And that's why Moshe is called Pnei Moshe Kepechama. Okay. So the son, you got properly, so the son won't sign properly. And he has already some drushes, you know, why did Naran Rasa, scream? Because people knew, it was clear as sun, that she was getting attacked. If there's no lights that happened, okay, what can you do? But there's a day, you know, and so therefore you don't deserve day. Okay, take it away. And anyways, that's the Rashi, the Rashi has suggested. Again, they're on there. Offer some suggestions that when Rashi doesn't know, so everyone tries to come up with their own interpretation.
Well, he could have thought of it, but he was on the story that he had it.
Or he's buying it from the survey, yeah. Okay. So he has different, all right, anyway. So the two brothers dying, he says, is the Mar, the Rochelea writes, Yaakov and Esau, they both died the same day. And he sold them the soup with his Mikra Chayom. Okay, there's all kinds of drushes. If you want, you can look it up. And there is drushes. Okay. But in any event, that's the story. The problem with all this is, what do you mean? Whatever the reason, Rashi doesn't have it in the Torah, like you said, or Marshall gives his suggestion, or gives other suggestions, you know, as to why these other
languages
are clear. It's a scientific phenomenon. And you can predict. We know it's happening over space. And years ago, they knew it has to do with, you know, the moon basically blocks the light of the sun, right? The way that it has to be the same plane. And, you know, the moon, you know, you know, it's a question. The moon is much smaller. How can the moon block the sun? Okay, the sun is about 400 times bigger than the moon, right? Yeah, but it's also about 400 times further away. So therefore, you know, the perception, you know, here is the same. So, all right. So the moon blocks the sun. So we know it's a scientific physics. It happens. I mean, so it's almost silly, you know, that what Chazal didn't know. Chazal didn't know that it is it's a tablet. It's nature. It happens, you know, on a fixed, I don't say a fixed schedule, but it's not. There hasn't been, I think, in North America, they said it since the late 70s. There hasn't been a solar eclipse. It happened again in the. Huh?
Like this,
99 years. That was cool. Yeah, hold on. I'd say it's supposed to happen again in the actual 7 years now. I read someone. Whatever it is, but again, it happened other parts of the world. You sent in the wood. It happened all parts of the world. What's going on in this Gemara? Because all of them, and what? Some of these are there to take over. It's very, very difficult. And it almost makes it look like that someone unfortunately clearly dealing with this, but they made fun. The people made fun of it. They said there are these funny reasons. The Gemara says it's a bad sign. It's a natural scientific phenomenon. So I just want to give you a few approaches to that question, Chazal. We're talking about it. It's a particularly vexing problem, especially because we read a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Lashana, the Pasuk says, very dominant of Torah in Pasuk Vav. It says, okay, the Jewish people are to be knowledgeable. They're proud of their great knowledge. And the people will be so astounded and see, they'll say, wow, the Jews, you know, the Jewish rabbis and scholars and people are such brilliant people. And the Gemara in Shabbat, on the Ayin Ham and Aleph, Darshan Sanat Pasuk, was this, Amr Yochanan, Minayin Shemitza Adam Mechashet Kufos Masalos. The Zillah Hood would work. The Mitzvah, to know how to calculate this, you know, the seasons and the constellations and so on. The Mitzvah, I don't know, Shenema. Ushmarta Masisa Ki Choch Masoyas Leiramim. Eizu Choch Mubinu Shei Leiramim. And the Omer Zuchishet Kufos Masalos, right? These are things that people should, you know, should be proud to know about, should look into. Rashi is Leiramim. You know, he said, you can predict, you know, the things based on the mazolos, the rains, and other things. So, in any event, this is something which Knesset Yisrael knows about. The Jewish people are aware of these things. So, it's a very, very, if you take that into account, this mention of what we mean for the Tzmiva. Torah to me over there in that pasuk in Devarim, you know, explains this is a sign of wisdom for us. Tapas is this old Zion in Paradalam to Devarim. Tapas elachol shum dalem yunachol shum bina. This is bina, as of course the pasuk never had yamin ala perikin beis. Because the old bina leitim, people know the itim. I am talking to you then. We know that the season, that's bina. That's great understanding. That's great wisdom. And the way the Gemara is dashing, we have that wisdom. We have that knowledge. Okay. And if after old Thomas Kado on Mrs. Cheshbon Tchufas Mazalos, he said, why the Chazal emphasize so much Taki should know about the sun, the sun and the stars and so on? Why? He says, Shukadei lehosman shaoldi lechama avana. To remove the possibility of those who think you should worship the sun and the moon and the stars, which we know people did, right? Pagans worshiped it. No, he says, people thought they had their own key. No, but we can prove, if you know the sun and the moon and the stars, they don't have any independence. Well, I can predict it. That's what they're going to do. They think they're gods. I'll pay for it. On Monday, the 21st, it's going to be a solar eclipse. People are going to think, what? You know, we didn't know anything. Some of the soul clips and go, oh, God's angry. What angry? We know what's going to happen, right? So that's what he says. Achorish Epsol Ol Mechaz Mekolim, Eichir, Malachom, Begilguam, and so on. Varoseh was Manabah, They had independent thought. We can predict between August 21st and then this August 21st won't happen. Well, we know it's going to happen. Therefore, that's why we should know these things. So that only exacerbates the question. What's this Gemara talking about? Sukkot, Tesla, Aleph, that there's a solar eclipse. It's because God's angry about this Aveira, that Aveira, lunar eclipse, or different Aveira. Very, very difficult. So there are a number of different possible approaches to this problem. Again, our question, why does the Gemara say, the Gemara seems to say that solar eclipse or lunar eclipse, and a lunar eclipse, both, are for different Aveiras, four Aveiras, solar eclipse, four lunar eclipse, yes. Then we say that's kind of like, we know it's coming here, we know that's when we have Aveiras. Right, but the Gemara is, but not just the Gemara. If we just had the one statement of the Gemara, that's bad Mazda. But the Gemara gave specific things that lead to a solar eclipse. Solar eclipse comes because people are doing their Aveira of, not properly utilizing the Torah. We're not saving a woman from being raped. And a lunar eclipse comes because people are using forged documents or then they made a sheker and so on and so forth. Well, what do you mean? We know what's going to happen. So this is a problem that obviously all of the Mefarshim have gone by. So this is Tosefta. The Tosefta here in Sukkot, Perek Beis, Halacha Lo. So the Gemara says, "Bizman shomar sokas tzmeo." Oh, Mosh shomar sokas quotes the whole thing. So we have a comment on position. All right, so on the page, the regular edition of Tosefta, the page is a commentary called Chasri David. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Here it is. The Chasri David, this is one of the parish among the Anatol section. The Chasri David has, this is approach number one. He says, he quotes Rashi and so on and so forth, and he asks the question. He says, the Afagav, the Bein Lakos Acham, Bein Lakos Erech, Udover Tiri, what do you mean? The lunar eclipse happens for these reasons, the solar eclipse happens for those reasons, the natural thing, with Prokim, Mishinu Mahal HaShem Erech, Umidiyas Tom Mikalam HaZolz, because of the path that the sun and the moon follow, through the sky and so on. Below here, our luck was the sun, Elevat Chilat HaChodesh, Obit Sofo. We know that there's not going to be a solar eclipse, as in the case with this one, it's always going to be right around Rosh Chodesh. We know, right, the Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, yeah. So, no, the lunar eclipse dafka only in the middle of the month. Because we know certain scientific facts about it. The old comes, I understand you should be so articles because you're only a good call. Anyway, he says, well, nearly the Kavanas Chazal says, on the Yorah Likav is Mansha Eno Olios, Kitim Alcha Galgalim. The Azuri Rayash Eno El Horus Baros Bishul Dram Halolo. He says, well, there are some times when it could happen and we can't predict it. I know that's true. Again, our question. Why does the Gemara give reasons why there's a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse? Well, this time here, that time here. We know when it's going to happen. It's the scientific fact. The Chazal says, yeah, most of the time. Okay, but there are times it could happen even without that. That's what he
suggests.
If it happens at a time it wasn't supposed to happen, then it's because of these Aveiros. Okay? All right, that's what he suggests. Again, I don't know scientifically whether that actually works out or not, but that's his approach, yeah.
It's the rainbow.
Very good. I just want to mention also that's the print on the page that's after. Chesko Abramsky, who wrote in England and lived here, just wrote a comment on Tosefta called the Tosefta Chazal Yechesko. So that same Tosefta, very great Mishnah or Halacha Vav, it says also he's bothered by this. Okay. Okay, we know in advance when it's going to be a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. That's when it's part of a regular cycle, part of a regular pattern.
Okay? He says, the other things which may be impacted by the stars or something, you can't see the sun, we can't see the moon because of other reasons, that's because of these other areas. Okay, similar idea. Again, I don't know about the science, but that is one approach that we find. Here's a different approach, I think, the most widely popularized approach. The first one is more or less you're saying. The Shalakarish in the Sefer Shneuchos, I believe, in the section called the Tarsh Miksad, the Parshas Noach, every Sedra is another nickname for the essay in the Parshas. The one of Noach is called Migdalos. So in the middle of Haggadah, it starts over there, at least in my edition. He says as follows. He says, let me start here. The Tarsh Kusha is a Vachain Old Kusha, Dugmas Kusha, Hikshal Masha, Omnu Chazal. He's running over there, he's talking to Taka about the rainbow. Okay, the Noach, Parshas Noach, not the rainbow. He says, you can answer this question, because again, the same problem, isn't that a natural thing, the rainbow with the lights, with the present, with this, so what was Averis, what are we talking about? He says, same idea. He says, they quote the Argamara, and he says, the same point, the eclipse comes because of the movement of the sun and the moon, it's not because of some Averis, it's a natural phenomenon. He says, yeah, and we can predict when it's going to happen, so he almost calls him a tourist. Okay, and he says certain things happen, and yeah, it's going to happen, but it's only going to happen at a specific time where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it. He quotes the Gemara, but it says no fail. He pulled on no fail. Didn't do the four yet again. It's his own idea, and he says Kadosh Baruch Hu knows in advance, so it builds into nature these responses. That's what Shlomo says. In other words, he says the rainbow comes, the rainbow is a natural phenomenon. Because the rainbow built in it with Taka, that natural phenomenon will take place in response to the Eretz. Okay, response to the Eretz. Because the rainbow, look, now, does that mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what we do the Averis? That's the whole problem of divine foreknowledge versus free will, which he goes on in the rest of the essay. It was not our topic. But that's a sort of a second approach. I don't know if this is the most widely held approach, but that's what Shlomo says, in effect, that yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is a natural phenomenon. Kadosh Baruch Hu built in that natural phenomenon, knowing how things are going to unfold.
It's similar, yeah. It looks like the Parsha Shavua. You'll know 50 years from now what Parsha is going to be on a certain date. But magically, when that Parsha comes up, it links right to the current news.
Good. The Maharal in the Sefer Be'er Hagola says in Be'er Vav, in the Hosbeis, he quotes the Gemara, and he says the same kasha. What is going on here? We know Yadua Shalakus Amaros Tolim Maros Amaros. We know that the eclipses are a function of the science and the movement and so on. How can we say that it depends on this and that of error? Okay, we know all of your data is model. We know the freshman and everything else. Okay, and he says as follows. He says, it's true, sure, we know it's going to happen. On the Sibas, we don't know why. We know when it's going to happen. We know that. We don't know why it's going to happen. And he says, and it's not for sin. Well, how does it happen? When it happened? Okay? Not a good thing. All of a sudden, the sun is not shining like it's supposed to shine. In law, I said, "I'm real no sense." You look at Mars. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have built it in that way. And he gives a different example. He says, for example, by my separation. So originally, in Gan Eden, they had all the fruit. Then they committed an avera. So they came out, and it says there, the land is going to produce thorns and then the thickets and so on. That's natural. It only came about because of the earth. Right? It's part of that. Right.
Now, only or much more, you're going to get thorns.
Okay. So, it's fine, but the point is that
But
why is he getting thorns there and I'm not getting thorns here? Right? Okay. Each one is going to, you know, I guess, depending on what he deserves. But
related to what he did.
Right. Because
therefore,
okay, all I'm saying is he says, it was like Kabbalah. Therefore, I won't build that. So then the Maharal and the Rosh Hashanah are like, you know, they built into the system, by one. The Archon there says very interestingly, and I think you can look at it. This is similar to our husband. It's still not bound by the rainbow. It's on the report. Right? The Kesha. But let's see. The Archon there had says, and he says it was a drosha. He says the same problem. Okay? Asked the same question. How could it be? Okay, we know the Cheshbon, we can figure it out. We know it's going to have the same question. Okay? So how could Chazal say such a thing that they. He says, no. He says, Chazal, he says, so low-level men, they did not know about the science of the scientists know it. Yesh l'daktik, lama v'chol gimah b'raishas, the three statements about the Matzukah. What an unusual lesson. He says, there are planaries, Medayik. Again, his commentary is on Sukkah. He says, bizman. Right? He says, all three devices. He says, "Bizman shachamaloka, kolzman shemarzlokin, bizman shachamaloka." The hach bizman lashem yutaru. Now the remember, kisha chamaloka. Okay, kisha marzlokin. Aram b'zeharu sheaf shalukim hem al piateva. In kolze yado pisodus mishpeh. It's a little different. He says they knew the mishpeh Hashem anigos hem sheitah bizman shalukim in itos hadin. This is a sign for Kosh Baruch Hu hanging the time now for itos hadin. It doesn't necessarily mean that just at that moment, this is what I think the Archon there means, that those Averis were prevalent. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by having a eclipse, good, you predicted. But it's a time to begin to ponder, and wait a minute, this is a time of din. And these are the Averis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to pay special attention to at this time. It is not that it's a reaction to those Averis, but rather, those Averis exist in the world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused an eclipse as part of the natural scientific phenomenon, but it's a symbol to us, a signal to us, we have to start thinking about those issues. He says, yesh itos tovet esorot. For example, he says there are some certain times that are more propitious to certain things than others, certain times that are more, they have a tendency of other things. You know, it's natural. And he quotes that Rashi and Rashi's. For example, there's the Ima Oros, there's no fault. There's something about that that caused that scarring, this disease, the children, okay? And he says that, you know, that the Hampshire like Monsuka depends if you live over here, you live over there, depends where the eclipse is, it's good for them, and other different things along those lines. But Lachain Amrut, the Kibana, especially Bizman Shechavavavav, Avshe Bore Bizman Yadua, Mikol Mokav Usiman Rav, even though it comes at a natural time, based on a natural scientific, you know, unfolding of events, still, and again, the Orion of a generation of the North says that there's no rainbow at any time. So you can overcome it with, if through proper. But so I think Orion means a little different than the show. They're saying it's built, and they're all agreeing. Every quarter so far in this thread, you know, the Shlomo, the Maharal, the Rechonim, they're all saying that it's built into the system, and therefore no one's arguing that the Chazal knew that the eclipse is going to come. But the question is, what's the message? Why is it coming? What is it coming to be? So I don't think that this. I think they're agreeing that it's not a response to those particular four Averis because something just happened now. But when the eclipse comes, it's part of the natural order of things. So that's the time to think of, because we're letting you know, hey, I'm angry about these Averis. He's angry about them in general, but he's telling us now to pay attention to it. That's how these reflections explain. The commentary Ian Yaakov, also the same Dr. Sukkah, he says, first he uses a different pshat, which is difficult. He says, Bizman, again, the same question. How can we say it comes based on these? Is it based on two? It's like our government. Again, the movement of the planets, the sun, the moon, and so on and so forth. I'll be a cheshbon. Even if everybody's a tzaddik, it's going to happen anyway. Right? Okay? He said he gives an answer I like, and he says, leave it with the divine, hey, I'll be a cheshbon. Yes, it's true. It's part of the scientific phenomenon. But But when it comes to that time, it's a Siman Ra. Remember that Gemara says in Mar Shabbat, you're born under the star, under the planet of Mars, you know, in the constellation, so it's a Siman Ra Shofet Domin. So the Domin committed murder, but of course, I mean, a Mar Lor Shochet, right? So what does that mean, you're born? Because that's a natural thing. You have to be born. It's part of nature. What has it impact? But again, there are certain things that we have in the Siman Ra. It doesn't mean because it's a response to something, but it means you have to pay special attention to something. Then he says, and that's why we saw Osin Solo, Oz, Meoso Sashmaimah. They don't be afraid of it. Not that it's not going to happen. You have to say something very well. You look in the Gemara and say, oh, there won't be any eclipses. So if we do, it's all Shamak, we don't have to worry about it. Then it's just a natural phenomenon, okay? And you're doing what you're supposed to do, you don't have to worry about it. Okay, it means because, well, maybe else in the world is going on. Or the garden is going on, or whatever. But you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be. So that's the, you know, similar thing to the article on there. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. Bring it. Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad has a commentary called Ben Yehoyada. Also on the Agadah of the Gemara.
Ben Yishvan?
Yes. He has one called Nayo, one called Ben Yehoyada. So, anyway, but in Ben Yehoyada, there it's okay. He says, "Hinei makshin, same kasha. The lakus chama v'levona hu tivi. It's natural. No galachot. People know this. He really the vada who b'teva. Akus man she lakus yisor mekatzei lakatzei. So when this happens, so the kitzur malachim can be mekatzei. Okay, that's why it's in Rada. I don't know, but anyways, it's something else which points to the third or fourth. And again, I the one opposed to Chazan David. It says that times where it happens." We don't know what's going to happen. That's what I was talking about. Okay, could be. Okay. The others say that it's built into the system. It is hate oriented, but not necessarily responsible to a particular hate that happened now. So this we should pay attention to. The end of the venue, the other says something else. Oh, nearly. Oh, and Bufalakus TV, Akishay Sada is a Shinu Marvachamalor, is there a Shinu enemy called the whole other? Sometimes there are changes in the moon and the sun, which are not recognizable. In a Hanani, the eclipse that we have is going to be on Monday. That's nothing. That's not what we're talking about at all. You know, that's not bad, but it's not. It's fine. Right? He said, but there are other things which we don't necessarily accept the Chacham. He said, there, that's a bad thing. It's a solar eclipse. They're talking about eclipse. So that's some other issue. And to clarify the point, and as we'll wrap up, one of the other, we almost have Abishit, great Golden, the Tumim on Chosh Mishpat, and a crazy place in the day. So they have a second one, Yaros Nevash, which is a collection of his drushes. That's from the almost on Tom Sholom, I don't think, from the honeycomb. He goes and says, this is Yaros Nevash. He says, Drush Yud. Avidom Asher Chazal Shri Harbe, Avonos Hanaos Lokim. But Ein HaKavana Kemosh Chazal Shri Kadu Shim Shari. Not talking about eclipse at all, the third approach. Shechoshen Ozo's mom, regular calls him Malach Matisu, because those can be kept in it. How can the Gemara say it? He's everyone as well as he has, and everyone has to be Maoros. And he said even the term, Likui HaMaoros, what, the sun was smitten? It's blocked. He says, Kim Yasar of Chitzer's name there, Shalei Avikor, but he's that Likui in there. And I have a candle, and I put some of the block still out of the candle. Oh, the candle's been weakened? Candle wasn't weakened. Just a weak can't see the light, that's all. The sun isn't weakened. The moon is blocking. We can't let anything happen to the sun. He said, "I'm like the Tom Liko even." I wonder who's smitten. That's an eclipse. The sun isn't smitten. Okay. Hello, on there, don't look at Rock, how many of them have a camel? The observer can't see anything. The chena go the kachalavonik. He ain't had their orb in moros achama. Okay. There's no loss of sunlight. Just harech or tel arit. The moon or the shadow of the earth, whatever, the earth is blocking it, that's all. Okay, well, if you have solar, the moon is blocking it. Right? So that's it. Leak Mars Hamiti, so what is Leak Mars? Who Sheyesh Mars and had their ore, Umiyat Kalpulosum. Sometimes there is a lack of sun being projected. We sometimes find black spots, they call them sunspots. The scientists, a sunspot. He said, then we see some, meaning the also makom or neder taka the
people are shorim.
The also Malkum or Neda, there, some light is missing. There ain't no Tom the Cheshbon. That's not part of some calculator. You can't predict that. The seed of a Tom of Das Echem is here, Rakes will keep on the broken. The Zel Lika Morisham Zimbu Chazal. It's a totally different answer. That our whole Gemara is not talking about eclipse at all. The most understand that it's not talking about an eclipse. So we have a different derivative. But we have the Abishit, and I think that's what the Yoyada, the Shkhan is driving it also. That maybe that's not talking about that at all. And an eclipse is a scientific thing. It's predictable. It's not under the merit. But sunspots or something else with it, something in a way that we can't predict. Because Baruch Hu made it happen just then. Then it's because of those other areas. That's what the Yaris device. I just want to conclude. This is a question. I looked around a little bit. Maybe, you know, people make a big fuss about it. So, you know, is there a bracha? Let's get the right question. So we don't
want to negate
sometimes. Yeah, I didn't see. We do make a bracha on a rainbow, make a bracha on other things. On the lightning, make a bracha. Now, in the sun, we don't make a bracha. We make a bracha like a hurricane. Well, you know, so this is in question. What do we make a bracha on? And the Gemara, to my knowledge, and the Rambam, so they don't mention any bracha. You know, so it seems that our traditions, we don't make a bracha. The only thing I found in print so far is the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. It's a collection of the Hanhagas of the disciple ago. So in volume Aleph, in volume Aleph, page Sadi Hay, he quotes an Oskuf Chaf Aleph, Alikri Chama Lo Mevarchin, Kach Omali Marbar Eber Shlita, B'Shvat Tav Shemem Shalikri Chama Chelti. He quotes from the Stipler, he said there is no bracha, as he said in Tav Shemem, that was 1980, okay, the Rashi Shah, there must have been some partial eclipse, Likri Chama Chelti, the partial eclipse. Anyway, he said not to make a bracha, and also on the Rashi, I don't know, but in Malaysia, we don't see it. So I think at best, we don't see it at the Sufik bracha, since we're not going to make a bracha. So I don't think there's any bracha, certainly not with the Lashem Malachot. Anyway, that's a little bit of insight into Chazal's approach to a solar eclipse. And if you do watch it, get the brother glasses. Okay.
The other thing is